image of moving film, and a countdown from 5. The letters R-E-E-L are highlighters, film moving through reels. Nighttime. A young woman frantically stumbles through a forest. She trips down a hill. She gets to her feet and sloshes through a creek. Her sweater gets caught on a branch. She struggles with it, then leaves it dangling. She races alongside the creek. She's observed from a distance. She stands at the edge of a gravel road and flags down a car. She has splotches of blood on her shirt and a cut on her neck. She looks at the headlights in fear as the car slows to a stop. Fade to white. Title text on screen. The Babysitter. Daytime. Blue sky on a sunny day. A plane lands on a runway. Outside the airport, two women with red and black hair load a guitar and suitcases into the back of an SUV.
Is that everything?
Yeah, looks like it.
You ready?
No.
Let's go.
Later, they drive along a road flanked by pine trees.
Don't look so sad. We'll be back next fall.
I know. I just don't know how I'm gonna do another summer in Apple Springs.
It's not that bad. I'll be there too.
I have my heart set on LA. I mean, this was supposed to be the summer where I got to network and get my feet wet in the music industry. And now it's like...
us waitressing at Hilltop?
Yeah. We might as well be back in high school.
It's one more boring summer and then you can move to LA and become a rock star.
Yeah, you know what? I can't wait.
Yeah.
The woman with black hair turns up the stereo. She dances her arms in the passenger seat. The red-headed driver smiles and drums on the steering wheel. Aerial view of the SUV driving past a river. Yellow crime scene tape surrounds an area of the creek bed. A female officer speaks with a backpacker.
We're going to have to ask some more questions down at the station if you don't mind. I'll get your information later.
What do you have?
Another officer joins.
Hiker spotted here this morning. Think it's Mallory's?
I sure hope not.
They refer to the sweater dangling from the branch.
Incoming.
A man with a short beard bends over the yellow tape.
Glenn, you can't be down here. You gotta stop.
That's okay, Bert. Let him through.
You find my wife?
No, I don't want you getting all worked up.
That's hers. That's Mallory's sweater. That's what she was wearing last time I saw her.
Well, that's actually good news. That gives us something to go on.
So now you believe me?
Never said I didn't believe.
Wait, you said she ran out on me.
Just calm down, Glenn.
You two should have been out here looking for her 4 days ago.
How about you let the deputy take you to the police station so you can give a statement?
Come on, Glenn.
Whatever happened to her, that's on you.
Glenn is escorted away from the scene. The male officer walks towards the sweater. The redhead's parents step out of their front door as she pulls up alone.
Welcome home, honey.
Hi.
Hi. How was the drive, honey?
It was fine. Easy.
She hugs them on their front lawn.
Honestly, I think this will end up being for the best.
Oh, Bill.
This way you can have the summer to earn some money and gain some perspective.
Okay, Dad, can we just save this conversation for after dinner?
A normal summer with an ordinary job is nothing to be ashamed of.
Okay, Bill, just not right now, okay? You must be exhausted, honey. Come on, let's get you cleaned up. Have a nice dinner first.
Thank you.
Could you get the bags?
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Later. They eat at their dining table.
So, are you guys excited for your trip?
Oui.
Your mother's been making us both learn French.
Show her.
Come on, tellez-vous.
Wow, Dad. Yeah, that was really good.
It was good.
So, Paris for a week?
Mm-hmm. And then a week on the Riviera.
We were thinking of asking Lucy to come by and water the plants, but I guess now we won't have to.
Yeah, I guess not.
Sweetheart, I'm sorry your internship fell through. But you know, lots of opportunities are going to come up for you.
I know.
Chin up.
Oui, oui.
Later, the redhead steps out of her parents' front door wearing running gear. She pops earbuds in. She jogs through a small town. She passes a store called Music Venue, then through a park where children play and mothers chat. A girl kicks a soccer ball in the redhead's direction, who then kicks it back to her.
Whoa!
Sorry!
No worries. Here you are.
Sorry about that.
Oh, don't worry about it.
What's your name?
Cassie. What's yours?
Becca.
Can you thank Cassie for getting your ball?
Thank you, Cassie.
My pleasure.
I'm Chloe Payne.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you from Apple Springs?
I'm actually in college now, but I am spending the summer here.
Oh, nice to have the summer at home.
Yeah, I guess so.
That didn't sound too convincing.
I was supposed to intern for this indie music producer, but the money fell through, so it got canceled last minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's awful.
Yeah. So now I have no idea what I'm doing for the summer.
Cassie, watch this kick.
Yeah? Okay.
Becca runs towards the ball and misses.
Oh, wait, here, let me help you. Okay, so you actually want to hit the ball here with the top here.
Cassie points to the lower front of the ball. Becca kicks it far.
Wow! I did it!
That was really good! High five.
Well, you're great with her.
I love kids. I used to babysit all the time.
You know, I'm actually about to go back to work part-time, and my husband and I have been looking for someone to watch Becca a few days a week. Would that be something you'd be interested in?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, how about you give me your number, and if you're free, you can swing by and meet my husband later.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
So here you go. Thank you.
Cassie gives Chloe her number.
Did you see that kick, Mommy?
At the police station, the female officer hands the sheriff a newspaper.
Sheriff.
I saw it.
They can't throw you under the bus for this. You had no reason to believe she was in danger.
Well, as they see it, her husband came to me for help and I brushed him off.
Mallory and Glenn were separated. There was no sign of foul play.
But Glenn doesn't think I took him seriously and now he's gonna shout it from the rooftops.
They're saying we tried to cover up her disappearance so you wouldn't look bad before the election.
So let's prove them wrong. I got a few more questions for Glenn.
The headline reads, Sheriff Bungles Missing Person Case. Elsewhere, Cassie walks up to the front door of Chloe and Becca's house.
Hi, Cassie.
Hey, come on in.
Cassie enters the spacious entryway featuring pillars and arches.
Wow, this is a beautiful house.
Oh, thank you.
Tom, this is Cassie.
Hey.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Likewise. My wife says you have a great deal of experience working with kids.
I used to babysit all the time. I can get you references if you'd like.
That'd be great. We know Becca's already excited. Oh. Excuse me.
Tom reads a text.
Yeah, it looks like I'm gonna have to cut this short.
Was everything okay?
Yeah. One of my guys is having some personal issues, so I've got to go over to the build and help supervise.
Tom designs parks. He's actually remodeling the one over on 12th Street right now.
Cool.
Okay, good meeting you.
Yeah, you too. I hope everything's okay.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's fine. Here, let me show you around.
That would be great.
Come on this way.
Okay.
They enter a room with a butterfly theme.
And this is Becca's room.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, it's a mess.
No worries.
You know, I feel like it was fate that we ran into each other.
fate.
Yeah, I was thinking I should start looking for a babysitter and go back to work.
What do you do?
I'm a lawyer.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I love staying home with Becca, but sometimes I just miss being my own person.
Yeah, I get that.
Here, come on, I'll show you the rest of the house.
At Tom's sight, Glenn speaks with an officer.
Yeah, I just want you to come down to the station. We have a cup of coffee and just talk a little bit more.
I told you everything already.
Morning, Sheriff.
Tom?
What's going on?
Well, I invited Glenn to come down to the station to answer a few more questions about his wife's disappearance.
Is that necessary? Is he in trouble?
That's standard procedure to question a husband in cases like this.
I reported it to you last week, and you brushed me off.
We now have a reasonable suspicion that there was foul play.
Because it looks to me like I talked to the press, and now you want to pin this on me.
Let's just stay cool.
This has nothing to do with that article. The only way I'm going to find her is if I know every detail of what she did before she disappeared.
That's right. I was trying to help. The second you feel like he's not, you get on the phone, you call Chloe. Okay? I'm sure Sheriff Hayes wouldn't deny you your right to an attorney.
Of course not.
Okay. Let's get this over with.
A pair of blonde women stride into a diner. Cassie follows them in and takes a seat at the bar. Her black-haired friend serves her.
Would you like some coffee, madame?
Yes, please.
Nice outfit.
Thanks. It still fits. I talked to the new manager, and you're good to start whenever.
Actually, I'm going to start babysitting for the Paynes. They have this cute little girl. She's like 6.
Cute. Well, you should bring her by. I'll hook you up with some free ice cream.
Deal.
Cassie reads the newspaper's headline.
Wild, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no way she went missing. Maybe she just ran off or something.
Or she was kidnapped.
In Apple Springs.
People don't get kidnapped here.
First time for everything.
Yeah, she'll turn up. Give it a week.
I hope so.
Cassie reads a text.
Who is it?
Chloe. Rebecca's mom. She wants me to start now.
Really?
Yeah. Must be an emergency or something. I should go.
Okay. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the coffee.
You're welcome.
Have fun at work.
Thanks. Later. Bye.
Cassie is led by Becca through her home.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Tom's at work and a friend of ours needs help with a legal problem.
Mm. Well, I'm just glad I get to hang out with Becca today. What do you want to do?
I was coloring.
Oh, yeah? Can I maybe join you?
Emergency numbers are on the fridge. I'm not sure how long I'll be, but Tom should be home around 6.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, bye, Mom.
Oh, bye, sweetie. I'll call if you need anything.
We will.
Thank you.
Bye. Should we go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Becca takes Cassie's hand and leads her away. Evening.
Becca! Come out, wherever you are.
Cassie creeps around in the dark house playing hide-and-seek.
Where could you be hiding?
She enters the guest bedroom.
Lampshade? She's not under the lampshade.
Cassie opens their closet.
All right, not in the closet. That's okay. Where could Becca be?
She studies a photo of Chloe on the nightstand. Becca bursts from beneath the bed at Cassie's feet.
Becca, you little rascal! What are you doing under the bed?
I win. Now you go and scare me.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I don't know if I can do it. You almost gave me a heart attack.
Please?
Fine. One.
That is all.
Hey! How are you, baby? Did you have fun?
I scared her.
You did?
Yeah, she was really great. Oh.
Well, thanks again for stepping in. I don't know what we would have done today without you.
Oh, of course.
Speaking of which, are you free tomorrow? Looks like Chloe's gonna be tied up again.
Sure.
Yeah. Say goodnight to Cassie, Becca.
Bye.
I'll see you tomorrow, Becca. Bye.
Cassie and her friend jog at night.
I'm done.
Tired already.
Not everyone's as crazy as
hey.
You.
All right, well, thanks for coming with me anyways. I hate running alone at night, ever since that Mallory Raymond thing.
Still can't believe someone went missing here.
I know. It really makes this town feel creepy.
Gotta be the husband, right?
I don't know.
Don't you watch TV? It's always the husband.
Okay.
It's not like we have some random person just abducting strangers in Apple Springs.
They're watched from a distance. Cassie stops and looks in the stalker's direction.
What is it?
I thought I saw someone.
No one there?
She spots someone peek from behind a lamppost.
Come on!
They race to Cassie's home and lock the door behind them.
What was that about?
I saw someone, I swear.
Okay, well, there's no one out there now.
Who's there?
Are you sure all this talk about kidnapping doesn't just have you paranoid?
Maybe.
Come on. Let's get away from the windows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Morning. Aerial view of Apple Springs. Tom studies plans at his work site. Cassie and Becca arrive hand in hand.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, sweetie. How's your day?
Good.
Good? Thanks for dropping her off.
My pleasure.
Still good for tomorrow?
Yes, 7 p.m.
Yes.
All right, I'll see you then, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Cassie hugs Becca. Glenn takes a power saw from the back of a truck and sneaks away with it.
Thanks again. Come on. She seems pretty cool.
Evening.
Yeah.
Cassie sings to Becca, who is in bed.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high. Like a diamond in the sky. Do you want to sing with me? Yeah? Twinkle,
twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are.
Sleep tight. Okay.
Wait, Daddy always checks under the bed for monsters.
Oh, does he? Let me check for you.
Cassie peers under the bed.
All clear. No monsters.
Becca curls into bed. Cassie writes a song in the living room.
Dry anymore. I thought you would be by my side.
She writes down a change. Cassie is startled by the message on the monitor and crosses the room to pick up a fire poker. She holds it in front of her as she shuffles through the house. Cassie enters Becca's bedroom and checks on her, armed with the fire poker. Over.
What are you doing?
Hey, just checking for monsters again.
Cassie looks under the bed.
Go back to sleep. Okay.
Come here.
Becca rolls over. Cassie steps lightly, approaching the front door. She cautiously enters the guest bedroom. She holds the fire poker to attack as she opens their closet. She leaves the closet open and searches further. Holding the fire poker in front of herself, Cassie again approaches the front door. Tom and Chloe enter.
Whoa, Cassie! What's going on?
I was just about to call you guys. I heard this voice on the baby monitor. I looked around. I couldn't find anyone.
I should have warned you.
Yeah, this happens sometimes. What?
There's a new baby next door, and our monitor sometimes crosses signals with theirs.
Yeah, the first time it happened, we actually called the police. It was pretty creepy.
Thank God.
It's good to know you're ready to fight him off, though.
Yeah,
I hope it wasn't too terrifying for
you. Yeah, I'm just waiting for my heart to stop beating so fast.
I bet. One of us drive you home, at least?
I'm fine. At least I know for next time.
Morning. Becca kicks a soccer ball to Cassie.
Whoa, wow, that was a big kick.
They kick it back and forth.
Can I have a snack, please?
Hungry? Yeah, let's see. Your mom is gonna be home any minute to make you dinner.
But I'm hungry now.
Hungry now, huh? All right, what snack do you want?
Apples.
Apples, hey? We can do that.
In the kitchen, Becca picks up an apple slice with her teeth.
Nice. It's a good look on you.
Cassie dips hers in peanut butter.
Have you tried with peanut butter? No? Ew! It's awesome!
Do you want to play tic-tac-toe?
Again? Absolutely. Mac and cheese, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hang on. Let me call Daddy, okay?
Okay.
Tom, at his work site, answers his phone.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. I was just wondering. I know Chloe wanted to cook Becca dinner tonight, but she must be running late. Can I feed her now?
Of course. Chloe gets caught up at work like this sometimes. I'll be home as quick as I can.
No worries. See you soon.
Thank you.
Guess what?
Mac and cheese.
Yes! Do you like ketchup in your mac and cheese?
Just cheddar.
Just cheddar. All right. Classy lady.
Later, Cassie frets chords on her guitar while Becca strums.
I made one big mistake that I will fail. I need to hire you to play
Hello.
Guitar.
Daddy!
Hey, how are you?
When's Mommy coming home?
Oh, I'm sure she'll be home any minute.
Have you heard from her?
Nah, but this used to happen all the time. Remember? She got caught up at work and lose track of time.
Okay, well, I should be getting home. But I will see you tomorrow.
Bye, Cassie.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I promise it won't happen again.
Cassie steps away with her guitar. Morning. Cassie jogs through a suburban neighborhood. Later, she passes a series of pillars. Cassie parks in Chloe's driveway next to a police car. She enters the house to find Tom with the sheriff.
Hey, is everything okay?
Sheriff, this is our babysitter, Cassie.
Where's Becca?
She's watching TV in the other room. I don't want her to hear this. Chloe never came home last night, and now she's not picking up her phone.
What?
She left work at 4 yesterday, and no one's seen her since. I've tried everyone I can think of.
So...
Cassie's jaw drops.
She's missing.
Later, Cassie draws with Becca in the living room.
Maybe we can add, like, a bow tie?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, do you want it to be purple? I don't know what I'm doing over here. This could be... What should this be?
Maybe I could do, like, little...
Rain?
Maybe. Maybe I could do, like, little heat things. Brightness.
Maybe he should have a hat. If it's yes. sunny out, yeah?
Okay.
It's
sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
With eyelashes.
With eyelashes, yeah. A pretty gentleman bear. Oh, I wonder who that could be.
Cassie leaves Becca, who continues drawing. It's Cassie's black-haired friend.
Becca, look who's here.
Hi, Lucy.
Hey, you. Okay.
What's in your bag?
Why don't you take a look and see?
Have you heard anything?
Nothing. I was actually about to give him a call.
I think you should.
Yeah. Oh,
well, I will be right back. You two don't have too much fun, okay? Oh, of course not.
It matches the bear.
Yeah, it does.
Cassie steps into the hallway to make a call.
Hi, you've reached Tom Payne. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hi, Tom. It's Cassie. I'm just calling to see if there's an update. We're all good here. Becca's fine. She doesn't... I haven't told her anything. So, just call me when you hear anything. Okay, bye.
Tom sits at the sheriff's desk.
How could no one have seen her? What about traffic cameras?
Well, we're checking those, but we don't know exactly where she was, so it's going to take some time.
Sheriff, she doesn't have time. If somebody wanted to hurt her...
Let's not jump to conclusions. She still might show up at home with a perfectly logical explanation.
And did Mallory Raymond show up at home with a perfectly logical explanation?
Did your wife know Mallory well?
No, I mean, they met a few times, but they weren't friends. Sheriff, this is a safe town. People don't just vanish here.
Your wife was acting as Glenn's attorney, wasn't she?
As a favor, Glenn's a friend.
But not Mallory.
No, not really. Look, have you even spoken to her coworkers yet? She's been pulling much longer hours since she went back, so maybe somebody there saw something.
Yeah, we've reached out to them. I think it's time we went home.
I told you, I'm not just going to sit at home and wait for the phone to ring. What would you do?
I need you to calm down.
I calm down. When you tell me where my wife is...
I'm going to do everything I can to find Chloe. But if you can't control yourself, I'm going to have you escorted out. Now, is that what I need to do, or are you going to hold it together?
Can I talk to you, Sheriff?
Let's go home and get some sleep.
Tom steps out.
Poor guy. Sounds pretty broken up.
Sure seems that way.
You don't think it's genuine?
I don't know yet. But if he did have something to do with this, the last thing I want to do is spook him.
The two cases, they've got to be related, right? That'd be one hell of a coincidence if not.
I've got two missing women and two upset husbands who can't seem to control their tempers.
DNA report came back.
The sheriff reads the report.
So the blood on the sweater is Mallory's.
Evening. Cassie tucks Becca into bed.
When are Mommy and Daddy coming home?
Soon. Really soon.
Where are they?
They just had to deal with a couple things. Really important things. But Daddy will be home soon.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'll be right here. Go to sleep.
Becca closes her eyes. Cassie steps out of Becca's room and answers her phone. Tom sits in his car.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Any news?
No, not yet. Is Becca asleep?
Yeah, she just passed out.
I've got a pretty big favor to ask you.
Whatever you need.
Would you mind staying over tonight?
No, it's fine.
There are fresh sheets in the guest rooms. You just make yourself at home.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, I don't know what I'd be doing right now without you looking after Becca.
Don't worry about us.
All right.
Cassie sits on the bed in the guest room playing guitar.
Okay, then.
I can't see the point of this. You start telling the truth. I'm here all by myself, proving I'm not somebody else.
Cassie is startled by the dogs. She steps to the window and peers through the drapes. She closes them and goes towards the framed photo of Chloe on the nightstand. She places it face down. Cassie sits on the bed and picks up her guitar. She hears Becca on the monitor. She opens Becca's door and turns on the light. Becca sits up in bed.
What's wrong?
I had a bad dream.
Oh. Well. Well, it was just a dream, okay?
Cassie sits next to Becca and puts her arm around her.
It's okay.
Morning. Becca climbs on a playground while Cassie sits nearby. Tom arrives, and Becca races into his arms.
Hey. Ah, how are you, sweetie?
Good.
Yeah? You can keep playing if you want. I'm just gonna talk to Cass.
Hey.
Hey.
I thought I'd let you sleep.
Yeah, thanks. I don't think I'll be doing that for a while. Appreciate you leaving a note, though. I was worried when I woke up and you were all gone.
Of course.
Miss Becca?
She's doing okay.
Yeah? Where is she?
She was there, just like 10 seconds ago.
Becca?
Becca?
Becca!
She was here.
Becca!
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 Look what I found!
Becca!
Becca emerges from behind a tree with a soccer ball.
Don't you ever do that again.
Sorry.
It's okay. I know you didn't mean to, but I need you to stay where Daddy can see you. Do you understand?
Later, Tom and Becca sit at a table looking at a playground blueprint.
Becca, you want me to cut off the crusts?
Yes, please.
All right.
Cassie makes food.
I think the swings should go over there.
On the basketball court. Now, why would the swings go on the basketball court, sweetie?
To make it more fun.
That's a good answer. Maybe you should be park planner.
Here you go, little lady.
Thank you.
Yeah? Tell me how it is.
Becca chomps into a sandwich. Tom answers the door.
Hey, Tom.
The sheriff enters.
I just need to ask you a few more questions.
Of course. Please, come in.
Cassie eavesdrops.
How was your night?
You know, rough.
So you don't mind talking some more?
Hey, I'll tell you anything that will help you find Chloe. What would you like to know?
Well, we talked to Chloe's co-workers. I was hoping to get in touch with some of her friends outside of work.
I'm afraid she didn't have very many friends. She used to work all the time, and now with Becca, she doesn't get out very much.
Well, that sounds pretty isolating. Would you, say your wife seemed happy?
Why would you ask me something like that?
I'm just trying to get a full picture of the situation.
Yeah, she's happy.
Too, you weren't having any problems.
What kind of problems?
I know this is difficult, but I usually be as honest.
That's exactly what you did to Glenn, isn't it? You tried to convince him that Mallory simply ran off, and look what happened.
We're trying to figure out if the disappearances are related.
How couldn't they be? Look, I have a very happy family and a very happy marriage. I'm telling you, something happened to my wife, Cher.
I'll be in touch.
Cassie returns to Becca. Later, Cassie arrives home.
Mom? Dad, I'm home!
In here, honey.
Aren't you guys cutting it a little bit close?
Just finishing up. Mom wanted to make sure you had all our contact numbers at the different hotels we're staying at.
How are things going at the Payne house?
Tom's kind of a mess.
That poor man. I just can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Are the reinforcements here yet?
Sorry, what?
Well, parents or someone. There must be someone coming to town to help him out.
I don't know. I mean, he never mentioned anything about Becca's grandparents. I didn't really think that was an option.
Not even a family friend?
I don't think he has a lot of people in his life.
Really?
Her parents share a troubled gaze.
What?
We're just concerned.
This kind of thing, honey, could get very messy. We don't want you to get too involved.
Yeah, I know, but I'm only there for Becca. Okay, her mom literally just went missing. Someone has to be there for her.
And that's why we love you.
Yeah, and I love you too.
Becca sits at the table in the living room, clutching a stuffed animal, while Tom sits on the sofa, typing on his laptop.
Daddy?
Where's the sweetheart?
When's Mommy coming home?
I don't know, sweetheart.
Can we call and ask her?
Not right now, okay?
How come?
Because Daddy's got to finish this project for work.
Will she be here tomorrow?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Becca squeezes her stuffed animal to her chest. Cassie sits in her parents' living room playing guitar. She answers her phone.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Cassie.
Sorry to bother you.
No problem.
Listen, I was just wondering if you could take Becca this afternoon.
Yeah. I can pick her up right now and then drop her off later tonight.
That's perfect. Sorry, short notice. I'll have her pack her bags then.
On my way.
Make yourself at home! This is my room when I was a kid.
Later, Cassie and Becca bounce on a bed in Cassie's house.
Ooh, that's Reginald. Yeah, he likes hugs.
He's so cute.
A stuffed bear.
All right, what do we have to do for fun?
Cassie takes items from Becca's backpack. Makeup.
Becca, what is all this stuff?
They're Mommy's.
Okay, we have to put this back. Okay, you can't go around carrying the stuff with you. It might break. Okay?
A pill bottle.
I know what we can do. You want a color? Yeah? Just over here. All right, I want to see a nice, big, shady flower when I'm back, okay? You have 30 seconds.
At a desk, Cassie looks up Chloe's prescription, chloroloxidone on her phone. Her eyes bulge. Cassie sits with Lucy at her diner. Becca eats fries at the bar.
So there's no sign of her?
Nothing. The sheriff came over and questioned Hawk.
How'd that go?
Got pretty upset.
I mean, I get it. Like, it sounded like the sheriff was trying to make him say they had a bad marriage or something.
Do they?
Not according to Tom.
But?
Okay, don't say anything. I mean, I know you won't, but... When Becca came over, she had a bunch of her mom's stuff with her. Like jewelry and perfume and... a bottle of pills.
What kind of pills?
For depression. Okay, they were prescribed to Chloe.
Maybe she was going through a rough time. Did Tom mention that to the sheriff?
No. If Chloe was going through a rough time before she went missing, then why wouldn't Tom say anything?
Maybe he's scared the sheriff will stop looking if he thinks she did something to herself.
She's... Okay, the first day I met her, she said something really weird to me.
What?
That she wanted to feel like her own person again. Maybe she was tired of being a mom.
She was ready to get back to work. It doesn't mean she's planning to run out on her family.
Okay, yeah, I guess so.
If Chloe had the pills, maybe Tom never knew about them.
It's possible.
You should tell him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to anyways. Becca can't open the bottle, but it's dangerous for her to have that stuff.
They look over at Becca.
She's a good kid.
She's all right.
Okay, I gotta get back to work. Talk later.
All right, thank you.
Cassie enters Tom's as he argues with Glenn.
You think I had something to do with this?
I didn't say that.
It sure as hell sounded like it.
Glenn? You know my daughter, Becca? This is her babysitter, Cassie.
Nice to meet you.
Glenn was just leaving.
I'm warning you.
You're threatening me in front of my daughter in my own house.
I'll do what I have to do.
Glenn stomps away.
Daddy?
You okay?
Should we tell the sheriff? I mean, if he was threatening you.
We're both just under a lot of pressure right now. I suggested he take some time off, and he took offense instead.
Okay. If that's all it was. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, of course. Sure, you all right? Okay.
Cassie opens her bag for Tom.
I just thought you should know. I found these in Becca's bag.
Chloe's antidepressants. She had some problems postpartum. This must be old.
It says they were filled 2 weeks ago.
She told me she stopped taking them years ago.
Anyways, I just thought you should know so Becca can't get her hands on this kind of thing.
Yeah. Thanks.
I should start getting home.
Can I ask you something?
Okay.
Do you mind staying here for a while? My head's not right, and I'm worried about Becca, especially after this.
I don't know.
I hate to ask, but I just let my daughter take a bottle of pills without even noticing. Can't let anything happen to her, too.
I get it. Of course I'll stay.
I don't even know how to begin to thank you.
Do you mind if I head home, though, just to grab a couple things? I can be back tomorrow morning.
Of course.
Later, Cassie unpacks a suitcase and her guitar in Tom's spare room. She sees the photo of Chloe has been put back up on display. She looks over her shoulder, then places it face down again. Later, Cassie steps out of the front door and goes for a jog. She proceeds along a trail through the park. She passes a field, then ventures along the path in the woods. She ducks under branches. She spied upon through the trees. She arrives at the creek. She stops, and Glenn taps on her shoulder, startling Cassie.
So like I scared you, I tried yelling, but you didn't hear me? You should turn your music down when you run.
What do you want?
It's Cassie, right?
Yeah?
Glenn Raymond.
I know. What are you doing out here?
I'm searching the woods again. This is probably where she went missing.
Who?
Mallory.
I thought the sheriff already searched these woods.
Well, a second set of eyes never hurt, right? Besides, it's hard to know who to trust when something like this happens. It's better to check for yourself.
I guess.
I grew up around these woods. I know them better than anyone. I know where someone might go if they were trying to hide something.
I should really get going. My parents are expecting me any minute.
I thought your parents were out of town.
How do you know that?
Oh, it's a small town, remember? Look, I shouldn't have gone over to Tom's the other day. It was wrong. And if I knew you and Becca were going to show up... Tom thinks I had something to do with this.
I don't think that's true.
Well, Sheriff Hayes, he's been against me from the start. You know, and once he started talking to Tom, it was only a matter of time before he had Tom thinking that way, too.
I don't think so, really. Tom's just worried about Chloe.
He knows Mallory and I were taking a break.
I don't.
You know, she moved out about a month or so before she disappeared, but... We had been talking again. We were working things out. And Sheriff Hayes, he's wasting all this time investigating me. Instead of being out here finding the real clues, they're out here.
I really have to go.
He grabs Cassie's arm, then releases it.
Be careful. These woods aren't safe. And be careful of Tom.
Tom?
Until we find out who's responsible, we have to watch your back.
Cassie jogs off.
Tell Tom I'm sorry.
Glenn scratches his head and turns away from the creek. In Tom's kitchen, he and Cassie read the newspaper headline, "The Disappearing Women of Apple Springs."
Pretty crass, isn't it? It's hardly worth reading.
They're really going for sensational, aren't they?
Yeah. Now, there's some excitement around here. Better believe they're going to milk it.
It's not excitement.
Yeah, tell that to the reporter who accosted me at work the other day. They put my name in there as a possible suspect. It's only a matter of time before the sheriff decides that I'm the easiest target.
Wait, that's exactly what Glenn said.
Did you talk to Glenn?
This morning, I was out running in the woods, and he was just there.
Yes, you shouldn't be out running in those woods right now, not alone.
I know, I didn't know that's where they found Mallory's sweater.
What was he doing there?
He just said that he was looking for something that the police may have missed. And he also wanted me to tell you that he's sorry.
What is Glenn sorry for?
For yelling in front of Becca.
Right. Just promise me you're going to stay away from those woods for now. Especially Glenn.
Yeah. Morning, Becca.
Morning.
Hey, sweetie. How'd you sleep?
Good.
Good. Well, you're going to have a good day with Cassie. Daddy's got to go to work.
Can't you stay home today?
I'd love to, but that cool park with the swings isn't going to build itself, is it?
When are you coming home?
Probably around dinner.
Promise?
Yeah, of course. Of course I promise. I'll see you tonight.
I miss you, Daddy.
Cassie and Becca sit in the diner.
What kind of pie do we want them to be eating? Strawberry?
Great.
Great? Okay, well, then in that case, I need the purple. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Margaret?
I think it's yummy, right?
Yeah.
A man from a nearby table stares at Cassie.
Who's that guy who's staring at you?
Okay.
I didn't mean to ambush you. My name's Jim Gideon. I'm a friend of Chloe's.
Cassie, I'm Becca's babysitter.
Pleasure to meet you.
How do you know Chloe?
I'm Chloe's therapist. I try not to get involved in my clients' lives, but she showed me so many pictures of Becca, I felt like I had to do something. Could you join me for a minute?
Yeah, sure. I'm just gonna be right back, okay? Yeah, you good?
Yeah.
Cassie leaves Becca and sits across from Jim.
How's she been?
She's all right, I think.
Children are so resilient.
This might be out of line. Was Chloe depressed?
What makes you say that?
I found her antidepressants. And Tom seemed to think she didn't need them for years.
I can't say anything specific.
Of course.
But if you ever find anything like that again, you might not want to tell Tom about it.
Why?
How much time have you spent with Tom?
I've been living there all week.
You've been living there?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's so busy, and I have to take care of Becca.
Look, I can't tell you anything Chloe's told me in confidence, but please be careful.
Did Tom do something?
I wish I could explain. I have to get back to work. Look, if you or Becca ever need anything, please call me.
He slides her his business card.
Tell me what's going on. What happened?
I'm sorry. I'm glad Becca has you to look out for. Please don't tell Tom we spoke.
I won't.
Sorry to run like this. Keep in touch.
Cassie bites her lip as she studies the business card.
Thanks for coming over.
Where's Becca?
Napping.
Cassie leads Lucy into Tom's home.
So what's going on? He sounded upset.
Yeah.
They sit on a sofa.
Do you remember the guy we met in the diner? He said he was Chloe's therapist. Okay, he recognized Becca, and this second I said that I was living here and taking care of her, he started getting all weird.
Weird how?
Like he was afraid of something. He told me to be careful of Tom.
Why would you need to be careful of Tom?
I don't know. He can't say anything because of confidentiality.
So maybe Tom did have something to do with this.
It's freaking me out.
You need to get out of here.
I can't.
Of course you can. If there's any chance you might be in danger, you have to leave.
Okay, who's going to take care of Becca?
A different babysitter.
No, I can't, okay? If I'm in danger, then so is she.
Then call child protection or whatever.
And say what? That a stranger came up to me and gave me a cryptic message about her dad?
Well, I wouldn't phrase it like that, but yeah, basically.
I have no proof. Okay, I don't even know if Tom did anything.
They turn their heads to the door. Cassie answers it. It's the sheriff.
Hi, Cassie.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. You mind if I do me?
Of course not. Yeah, come inside.
They enter the living room.
Lucy, Sheriff, Lucy.
Nice to meet you, Lucy.
Hi. How can I help you?
Well, I went by Tom's work and they said he'd stay home today, so you have any idea where he is?
No, he left first thing this morning. Can I ask what this is about? Did you find Chloe?
Well, I really shouldn't say.
I'm gonna find out the second Tom gets home.
Well, we found her car.
What? Where?
It was abandoned off a Forest Service road.
You mean the same forest where you found Mallory's sweater?
That's right.
So they're definitely connected.
Well, no, we're not jumping to any conclusions at this point.
Why do you want to talk to Tom?
Well, it's standard procedure to talk to the husband on something like this.
We're in here.
Tom enters. He scowls at the sheriff.
What the hell is this?
I was hoping we might have a conversation down at the station.
About what?
Well, I've got an update in your wife's case. Found her car abandoned.
Did she? Was there any sign of her?
No, more, nothing obvious, but we're pulling prints of DNA now.
No. Oh. Thanks for letting me know.
Tom sneers at Cassie.
You make it a habit to come home drunk at 2 in the afternoon?
I think that's any of your business, Sheriff.
Are you investigating Glenn like this too?
Yeah, we're pursuing all possible leads.
Good. Because, you know, he came in here yelling at me and making threats. You saw him, right? Right?
Yeah, well, that isn't relevant.
How is that not relevant? He comes into my home.
A brick breaks through the window. The sheriff and Tom investigate. A note reading, "I know what you did," is taped to the brick.
Cassie, take Beck outside, please.
Lucy and Becca kick a soccer ball.
Nice. We see a lefty?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Ooh, nice one.
That was good.
Yeah, it was good. Oh, you're getting good. Strong kicks there. Getting better at me than this.
Cassie runs up.
Well, can I join?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Nice.
Still think you should stay? Even after that?
Someone in town thinks he's guilty enough to throw a brick through the window. Still doesn't mean he did it. Oh, I got it.
Cassie tells a bedtime story to Becca, who is tucked into bed.
So, the princess, wielding her sword, fought off all the monsters and saved the entire town. "Hail, Princess Becca," they said. And everyone lived happily ever after. Good night.
Wait. Where's Daddy?
He had to go out.
With Mommy?
No, but he will be back before you wake up.
Will you stay until I fall asleep?
Sure. I'm gonna climb in here with you then.
Cassie lies next to Becca.
Comfy? Okay.
Cassie turns off the light. Becca takes Cassie's hand in hers. Later, Cassie sleeps next to Becca. A silhouette stands in Becca's doorway. Cassie opens her eyes and is startled. She flicks on the light to see Tom grinning. He steps towards her.
I must have dozed off. How'd it go?
Fine. Just a lot of questions I can't answer.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I lost control. I'm not proud of it. I want you to know that going forward, it won't happen again. Why don't you get some sleep? I'll sit with Becca for a while.
Good night.
Good night.
Cassie leaves the room and Tom sits on Becca's bed and strokes her hair. Later, Cassie sits in her room playing guitar. The framed photo has been returned upright, but is now a photo of Mallory. Cassie's mouth gapes when she notices it.
Tom?
Cassie holds the frame.
What is it?
She hands it to Tom.
Should we call the sheriff?
Becca stands in the doorway.
What happened?
Oh, it's okay, sweetie. Cass just thought she saw a spider, but it was just a big shadow. Come on.
Cassie opens the frame.
They took Chloe's photo.
You shouldn't be touching that. The fingerprints.
My fingerprints are already on it. I laid it down, remember?
No.
Before I laid it down, you stood it back up. It just felt weird with her staring at me all the time.
Cass, I've never stood it back up. I didn't even notice you did that.
The monitor. The voice. The voice on the bigger monitor. Okay, someone broke in, even before Chloe went missing. We have to call the sheriff.
Just hang on, okay?
What What do you mean, hang on?
I mean...
Someone's been breaking into your house.
Yeah, I know. And I just need a minute to think about it, okay? It's complicated.
What do you mean it's complicated?
Just give me the night to decide what to do. Go back to your parents' house.
Are you serious? There's no way I'm leaving Becca here if some freak might break in.
It's okay.
No, it's not a...
We're fine.
It's no big deal. Okay, I can stay with her tonight.
Tom grabs her forearm.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna take care of this.
He releases his grip, and Cassie returns to Becca's room. She enters and pushes a chair in front of the door. She looks at Becca sleeping soundly. Cassie gets under the covers and pulls them up to her chin. Aerial view over Apple Springs. Jim sits at a desk in his office. He answers his phone.
Hello?
Jim? It's Cassie.
Is everything all right?
Not really. Someone put a brick through Tom's window last night and then broke into the house.
Does the sheriff know?
About some of it.
But not all.
He thinks it's a prank. But I think he's scared he's going to seem guilty.
But you and Beck aren't safe if someone's breaking into the house.
I didn't know what to do. You won't listen to me.
Don't worry. I'll talk to him. Everything will be okay.
Okay.
Jim hangs up his phone. Tom texts from his worksite. Jim approaches him.
Tom.
Cassie hands Lucy a guitar pick.
This is Mr. Blue. He is a pick, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, guard it with your life.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks. Okay, I gotta go.
What were you talking about? You're doing a great job.
I gotta go to work.
Why?
Because I have a shift.
Can we come?
You have a play date with Lily, remember?
Oh, right.
Silly.
Hey, I have to take this.
Okay. Yeah.
Cassie steps out of the room and takes the call.
Hello?
Hi, Cassie. So, I spoke to Tom and got him to come around. He's gonna go talk to the sheriff now.
Thank you so much.
It's no problem.
Do you know why I didn't want to talk to the sheriff in the first place? I mean, do you really think he was trying to protect his business?
No, I don't. Look, is there any way you could swing by my office? I think it'd be better to have this conversation face to face.
Of course. Yeah, I just have to drive Becca to a friend's house.
Perfect. See you soon.
Jim smirks. Later, Cassie sits in Jim's waiting room. He walks down a hallway to greet her.
Hey, Jim.
Cassie.
Hey.
Come on in.
Cassie sits in Jim's office.
Thank you for coming in.
No problem.
A guitar is leaned behind him.
You play?
Badly. Do you?
Yeah. I actually major in music composition.
No kidding.
I was supposed to have this flashy internship this summer, but that fell through.
Have you always wanted to be a musician?
Pretty much. I don't think my dad was thrilled that I wanted to take music, but he insisted I take piano lessons, so it's on him.
It's amazing how our parents can shape us. As a therapist, I get to see exactly what having strong role models can do for a person. So much of what we do really does come down to the kind of people we had looking out for us when we were young. I tend to be very protective when I see a child in a bad situation. Sometimes as adults, we don't realize how our poor choices can affect our children. That's why Becca's so lucky to have you.
Yeah. She's a good kid. So what were you going to tell me about Tom that you can say over the phone?
Without giving too many details, I told you to be careful around Tom because he has a history of inappropriate behavior.
inappropriate behavior?
It's one of the things Chloe spoke with me about.
What kind of inappropriate behavior?
Nothing criminal. But given what happened yesterday, I'm sure the truth will come out on its own before too long.
Wait, like finding the photo of Mallory? Were they seeing each other?
All I can say is I'd advise you to keep a safe distance from Tom. Focus on Becca. However this turns out for Tom, it isn't your responsibility. I hope I'm wrong. For Becca's sake.
Later, Cassie steps into the guest room at Tom's. He stands in the doorway as she turns towards it. She gasps and holds her heart.
You scared me.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know you were home.
I finally went and talked to the sheriff about the break-ins.
What did he say?
He suspects Glenn.
Really?
He's been in the house before, so he knows the layout. He seems to think that he was trying to shift the blame off of himself.
Well, I'm glad you went to the sheriff.
Must have seemed crazy for not wanting to go before, huh?
No, it's...
I was just being paranoid. And I can't shake this feeling that somebody's trying to set me up, you know?
Set you up?
Trying to destroy my business, my family. Make me look guilty.
Well, I guess if Glenn really did break in, then someone was.
Tom answers his door. Glenn barges in.
What the hell is this? Hey! You can't just come barging in here!
Did you tell the sheriff I've been breaking into your house?
I'm pretty sure he came up with that theory all by himself.
Are you trying to set me up, Tom?
I just want to know what happened to my wife.
I have a funny feeling you already know that.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I'm guessing whatever happened, you're the one that did it.
Get out of my house. Get out of my house, Glenn!
No, I think we have more to discuss.
Glenn points a gun. Tom puts his hands up.
Were you sleeping with my wife?
How do I know it wasn't you?
Answer the question!
Did you kill Chloe?
I know that you two were sleeping together.
Sounds like a motive to me.
Don't lie to me, Tom.
Where's my wife?
I did what you did!
I didn't do anything!
Glenn lowers the gun.
You're lying.
Glenn raises it to Tom's head. Cassie pulls the gun from Glenn's hand. Then she hits her head on the wall.
Are you okay? Are you crazy?
Glenn points his gun at Tom.
Crazy. What'd you do to Mallory, Tom?
Drop your weapon!
The sheriff bursts in, gun raised.
I said put the gun down!
Glenn drops the gun. Later, Tom stands at his kitchen sink while Cassie sits on the counter behind him.
Called the sheriff.
He hands her a cloth with ice.
Thanks.
Cassie, you might have just saved my life.
The sheriff enters.
What happened to you?
She attempted to take the gun from Glenn.
You did what? Let's have a look.
The sheriff feels the back of her head.
You're gonna have a bump there, young lady.
She should press charges.
No, it was an accident.
Well, you sleep on it, okay? If you want to, we can. Tom, what was this all about you and Mallory having an affair?
Did you tell me? He sounded pretty incoherent.
Well, what would make him think you were seeing his wife behind his back?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, he just sounded crazy. You'd have to be to come in here waving a gun.
Well, I'm just glad everyone's all right. You mind coming down to the station with me? You okay here?
I'm fine. Yeah, just go.
Let's get this over with.
Keep ice in that, okay?
Yeah.
Cassie remains on the counter, holding an ice pack to her head.
So you and Lily had a good time.
We have to get the kind of ice cream she has. It's so good.
Okay. Do me a favor and take all of your stuff in your bag and put it away.
Can I play for a little while first? Then I will, I promise.
Becca plays with a stuffed animal.
Sure.
Cassie saunters away. Later, she sits on the bed in her spare room, holding her head. She relives the dialogue between Tom and Glenn.
Were you sleeping with my wife?
Did you kill Chloe?
I meant what you did! I didn't do anything! I know that you two were sleeping together!
Sounds like a motive to me.
Cassie looks over her shoulder. She enters Tom's bedroom and searches through bedside drawers. She scans the bedroom, then opens the closet. She walks in and opens a drawer. She opens boxes and finds nothing of interest. She reaches for the top shelf and pulls down another box. In it, she finds a series of photos of Tom and Mallory. In one, they kiss. In another, they walk through a park holding hands. In one, killer is scrawled across his face. Another reads cheater with his face X'd out. Another reads you didn't deserve her. Cassie frantically puts the box back and closes the closet. She sneaks out of the room and back upstairs. Tom returns home. He drops his keys and Cassie stops on the stairs. He spots her.
You in my room?
Sorry, I was just looking for my sweatshirt. I thought maybe I accidentally put in your stuff.
Did you find it?
No. it must be at my parents' house. Yeah.
He grabs her arm.
You know, Chloe was always calling Jim, too. She was always telling him what a bad communicator I was. Not a hands-on father.
Tom.
She finally stopped seeing him 2 years ago. At least that's what she said. You're so much like her. You both went running to him.
I didn't go running to him. I had no idea who he was.
It's all my fault. Is that what he said?
Of course not.
Is that what he said? Because I was a good husband. I took care of her. I loved her.
Loved?
Love. Loved my wife. She was having all these problems. Why didn't she come to me?
Tom walks past her. Cassie races to her room. She quickly packs her bag. She finds Tom passed out on the sofa. He stirs but doesn't awaken. Cassie, wearing her backpack, enters Becca's room. She wakes her and takes her in her arms. She puts Becca in her SUV and drives away.
Where are we going?
My house.
Tom bursts out of the front door.
Hey! Stop!
Daddy!
That's my daughter!
He gives chase and stops when he reaches the street. Lucy opens the door at Cassie's parents' house.
Lucy's gonna take you upstairs, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna call Jim.
Good idea.
Jim? It was Tom, okay? He was having an affair with Mallory. I got back out of there, and I tried calling the sheriff, and he won't pick up. I don't know what to do. Okay. Yeah, text me your address.
Cassie drives along a rural road. She pulls into a driveway which has horses grazing beside it. Cassie parks in front of Jim's home. She cautiously undoes her seatbelt. Jim surprises her at her window.
Coming in?
You weren't following, were you?
I don't think so.
Let's get you inside.
Yeah.
Come on.
They enter Jim's home.
Where's Becca?
At my parents' house. My friend Lucy's watching her.
Oh, you shouldn't have left her there. It isn't safe.
It's okay. He doesn't know where my parents live.
So Tom was sleeping with Mallory.
Yeah. I found some photos of them together. He was being blackmailed. Glenn, I guess.
Must be.
I just still can't believe it was Tom. I mean, I know you warned me about him and everything, but he seems so desperate to find Chloe.
Well, I'm just glad you figured it out and got out of there.
Yeah. What? What is it?
Tom just pulled up. Quick, you have to hide. I'll tell him you're not here. Down here. Up here.
Wait, what?
Hurry.
In the basement?
Hurry.
No, I'm not getting in the basement. Let go of me.
Make this so good.
Go of me.
Jim wraps his arms around Cassie and forces her through the doorway. He shoves her in and padlocks the door behind her. Cassie slowly steps down to the basement. She walks across the basement floor and finds a series of photos pinned to the wall behind a computer. She turns on a lamp and sees that there are photos of Chloe, Becca, and Tom. She picks up a framed photo of the family. She then runs across the room to a door and tries in vain to open it. Turns to see bras and panties hanging to dry. Cassie explores the basement further. Bloody handprints are on the handle of a freezer. Cassie studies it, then lifts the lid. She finds Mallory's head protruding from her body, which is wrapped in plastic inside the freezer. Cassie stumbles back and sits on a sofa. She tries to catch her breath. She stands and follows the tapping sound. Cassie opens the door to a darkened room and finds Chloe bound and gagged, laying on a mattress on the floor. Cassie peels tape from Chloe's mouth. Jim bursts in and drags Cassie out of the room. He closes Chloe back into the room.
What are you doing?
Why? I spent my entire life listening to women tell me their problems. They always complain about the men they're with. Yet not one woman ever stopped to think that maybe the man they're meant to be with was sitting with them. Tom cheated on his wife! And then I get to come home to an empty house. It's not fair. Isn't she a great kid?
Jim holds a photo of Becca.
As soon as I have Becca, the three of us will be together. And we'll be the family where I was supposed to be.
Jim stands over Cassie.
Get out of the break. That's what he meant when you said you'd be back for her.
I never thought he'd check for a baby monitor. I thought she was too old for that. I have a lot to learn about being a father. Tom never deserved his family.
So you said Tom had to take the fall. You planted the pictures.
The pictures were mainly there to remind Tom of what a horrible person he is. But I'm sure the sheriff will find someone to pin it on with or without my help.
Speaking of the sheriff...
Jim bounds towards the stairs. Cassie darts towards a fire extinguisher and sprays it at Jim. She then slashes him over the head with it. She races up the stairs and locks him in. He shoots through the lock.
Run!
Cassie runs out the front door and sees the sheriff, gun drawn. Jim shoots at Cassie and the sheriff hits Jim, who falls at the same time as Cassie. The sheriff darts towards Jim and takes the gun from his side. Blood streams from a bullet wound in Jim's forehead. The sheriff helps Cassie to her feet, who is unharmed.
You all right?
She stares at Jim.
You okay?
How did you know I was here?
Well, Tom called and said you kidnapped Becca. I found it at your parents' house and your friend told me where you went.
Chloe, she's inside. She needs help.
Okay, I'll get her. Did you see Mallory?
She's there. She's dead.
Stay here. The paramedics are on the way.
Yeah.
Okay?
Cassie holds her head. Red flashing lights reflect off her face. Later, Chloe sits with a blanket over her in a police cruiser. Cassie approaches her.
How are you doing?
I'll be fine. The sheriff told me you took care of Becca when I was gone. Thank you.
She's gonna be so happy to see you.
They hug.
I'll see you soon.
The sheriff closes the door. Cassie watches as Chloe is driven away. In Chloe's living room, she sits on the sofa with Becca, who plays with stuffed animals. Tom sits across from them. Tom smiles broadly. Tom goes to the door.
I wonder who that could be.
Cassie enters with a bouquet of flowers.
Cassie!
Hey.
Becca hugs her.
Ugh, I missed you. You want to take over to your mom? Yeah.
Look, Mom, Cassie's here.
These are for you.
Oh, those are lovely. Thank you so much.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks to you. Look, I didn't get a chance to say this before. Thank you so much for keeping Becca safe. You have no idea how much you mean to our family.
That means a lot. I should let you get back to your family.
Thank you.
Bye, Cassie. I love you.
They hug.
I love you too, Becca. You're gonna be good, right? Thanks.
Tom walks Cassie to the door.
Is she really gonna be all right?
Yeah.
And you two? Are you two gonna be okay?
Believe me, cheating on Chloe was the biggest mistake of my life. But I think we're gonna keep working on it. Cassie, thank you for everything. You gave me a second chance to make things right. To be the husband that I should have been from the beginning. I guess all of this puts you off babysitting for good, huh?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna focus on music for now. But I'll come visit.
Becca would like that.
Yeah.
Chloe and I would like that.
They share a smile.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
He steps back to his family. Cassie opens the front door and leaves. Cassie drives away. Aerial view of Apple Springs. Aerial view of freeways in Los Angeles. Fade to black. The end. The descriptive video for The Babysitter is a production by Serafino Sound Studio. Script and voiceover by Cameron Catalano.